It is October the 21st, 2011. I am Steve Groeck, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, Groeck.net, your source for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And tonight, a very special guest I have, a former WWE diva and a TNA knockout, the very beautiful Crystal Marshall. How are you doing tonight, Crystal?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure, and we do really appreciate your time tonight. I guess the first question before we dive into a lot of the WWE and TNA questions we have for you, why don't you kind of update us on what's currently going on with you since we've last seen you in TNA?
Gosh, just babies and babies. I just had my second child, Bobby and I did. Her name is Naomi. And she actually came a little bit early. She was a difficult pregnancy. She came about 2 months early. She went into fetal distress, and, it was kind of scary. I could have died, and so, she almost passed also. But, she's here. She spent – oh, there she goes sneezing. She spent about 5 weeks in the NICU. So it was a
wow. –
gosh, that was an intense little period. But, we made it through, and she's healthy and happy, and she's home now. So – I'm just kind of transitioning between one kid and two, kind of balancing it all out right now.
Realizing how much more work two kids is versus one kid, I'm sure.
Well, Bobby's daughter is here often also. He has a seven-year-old daughter from previous relationship. So I'm used to having two, so it's kind of like more like three now. So, yeah, we're pretty busy. We're working on six. So, I'm just kidding.
So, lack of sleep is pretty common for you, I would say.
Yeah, I don't sleep. We don't really sleep very much in this house. But we do, we keep a pretty strict schedule. So, that's the trick, I think.
Let's go back to WWE. Actually, let's go before WWE, before the Diva Search. Because, obviously, my followers and my readers are probably most familiar with you from the Diva Search and then going into WWE. What did you do prior to WWE, and talk about, television work and some of the pageants that you were involved with prior to going to the Diva Search in 2005?
I don't know if a lot of people know, but before WWE, actually, and the Diva Search, I was really active in beauty pageants in the Miss USA system, to be exact, and I held several different titles. I was Miss Teen Oxnard USA, I was Miss Regional Coastal Cities USA, I finished second in the Miss California Teen USA pageant, and I finished, third in the Miss California Teen USA pageant and second in the Miss California USA pageant. So, I had my hand in the pageant system, and I think that kind of really helped groom me for a lot of the different things that I was involved with in WWE. I felt very comfortable on the microphone, and I think a lot of that came from my involvement in pageants. So from there, I never had a manager or agent. I was very diligent about getting work for myself. I booked myself on The Price is Right. I was the smallest and the shortest Barker Beauty in the history of Barker Beauties. There was a height requirement of 5'6", and I'm only 5'3", and they just loved me to death. And I don't know why, but they ended up using me. So, that was, I look back at that now, and that was an exciting time for me. I mean, gosh, I was an infant. I was like 18 years old. But, it was fun. And, from there I did the Diva Search, not the Diva Search, excuse me. I dabbled in music videos, not really my thing. And also I was a Deal or No Deal briefcase babe, and that's what they call this. So that was fun also. And I was involved with the Diva Search around that time of Deal or No Deal, and I was kind of conflicted. I had an opportunity to continue on with Deal or No Deal or to take a chance with the WWE, and I was good friends with Layla Milani at the time, and she was also in the same situation as me, and she was like, I'm going to Deal or No Deal, and I was like, well, I want to travel, and I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm going to go with WWE. So I went a different direction, and I'm really glad that I did. It was a fabulous experience, and I would have never have gotten a chance to see the world and grow so much as a person just from everything that I was exposed to there. So that's kind of how I ended up in the WWE.
Well, I know why they used you on The Price is Right. You're such a beautiful woman, I'm sure. Aww. And obviously your charm, I'm sure, won them over. And so I don't think that's too hard to figure out. You know, going with WWE in the 2005 Diva Search, how did that come about? How did that opportunity pop up? And as you were saying before, you kind of had a choice between a deal and no deal. And I take it that you have no regrets there. But I guess how did that whole opportunity come about?
Well, at the time, when I actually should backpedal because I kind of put my foot in my mouth, I didn't have a manager up until the point of Deal No Deal in WWE. Let me just state that, you know, on the record. However, around that time, I did acquire someone. She wasn't my exclusive manager. She was kind of helping me, you know, with different bookings and things like that. I wouldn't call her my manager or my agent. She wasn't exclusive. But around that time, she came to me and she said, well, there's an opportunity here. There's a casting. I don't think you'll be interested. It's for the Diva Search. And I had no idea what that meant, but she kind of told me about it. And I went through the Diva Search, and towards the end, when I got kicked off, they came back to me after I shot, you know, the first couple seasons, the first couple shows of Deal No Deal. And they said, well, we want to keep you on. Because at that time, they didn't know which girls they were going to keep and which girls they were going to hack. So they said, we really want to keep you on. You know, the crew likes you, Howie likes you. And I was like, okay, well, I was still, you know, crossing my fingers. And I really, you know, Johnny didn't want to hire me at first at all. And I was really adamant about calling him. And I really wanted to be a part of this show. I don't know what it was, but it was something completely out of my comfort zone. But I chose to go to Deep South. And I did. I was not guaranteed to be brought up on TV at all. Because Johnny made it very clear. He said, I'm not interested. I really am not interested in hiring you on. You know, why do you want to work here? If you're so interested in it, then go down to Deep South and show me that you're interested. So, you know, I took a huge gamble there because there was a possibility that, you know, they were not going to pull me up on TV because there wasn't that much interest in me at that time. And at that time, you know, that means I'm turning down one of the biggest game shows in television history, you know, on a whim here. So I ended up going with the WWE, and I just, you know, I've always kind of been a person of faith and a real risk taker. So I kind of just said, okay, I'll go do that. Bye, Deal No Deal. And that's kind of the chance that I took. So it really wasn't anything that was for sure. It was just kind of one of those things. It's kind of how I've always been with a lot of things in my life, I guess. So it was a risk.
Well, tell us about your experience doing the Diva Search. Is there any memorable moments that you look back on it? And
you know, I'll be the first to admit, looking back in it on hindsight, I didn't take it too seriously because I was a young kid. I just was there to have fun. End of story. There wasn't an agenda. I really wasn't terribly focused on the prize. I didn't understand what all that meant to be a diva. I didn't understand the exposure that I would gain. It was fun. I traveled. I hung out with girls. You know, it was, I had a good time, and that really, unfortunately, was my driving motivation at the time. I was really young and really stupid, so that was, I really wasn't as focused as I should have been on that contest. But I had fun, so that's important too.
What's your experience with Ashley Massaro? Because she, of course, won that competition, and now in recent times, she's kind of made rumblings that she'd like to go back to WWE.
You know, Ashley, there are some people that are cut out for wrestling. There are some people that are not. You know, Ashley had a really huge fan base. You know, I think she was really well. I think that she's definitely, I think she'd be great to go back. Honestly, I mean, she's got a huge fan base. She really connects with them. I mean, they should definitely bring her back. I don't see why they wouldn't. But, I mean, I haven't talked to her. I haven't really talked to anybody since I left WWE, to be honest with you. That's just not my life anymore. So there's some people that I do keep in contact with, you know, hey, how you doing, that kind of thing. But I hope she's doing well. I don't know if that's what she wanted me to say.
Talk about your training at Deep South. You know, how involved did you really get? And do you think when you were training there, they really wanted you to be, you know, an in-ring diva rather than just, you know, eye candy type diva?
No, I don't think that they did. I don't think that anybody wanted me to get good. I don't think that anybody wanted me to learn. I don't think that anybody wanted other people to see that I wanted to learn. I think that, unfortunately, in wrestling, there's still a lot of animosity between the models coming in and the girls that were wrestlers, and all that's a bunch of bull, in my opinion, because we're both here to make a show. We're here for the common interest. We're here to make a show get over. We're here to build a brand. We're here to better our company. And I think a lot of people get caught up in other reasons, and it's ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to bring the same thing to the table that Melina will bring. That's just not going to happen, you know. But everybody can contribute on different levels and build a good show. So I think that a lot of people there didn't want me to do well. They didn't want me to look interested. They didn't want me to succeed, basically.
What was your opinion of Bill DeMont as a trainer?
You know, a lot of people have a lot of stuff to say about Bill DeMont. And, you know, I never had a problem with Bill DeMont. I never have. I thought that, he worked people. You know, he wanted people to show how much they wanted to be there. I haven't had any personal bad experiences with him, so I can't say anything other than the experiences that I've had, and I hadn't had a problem with him. That's pretty much it.
I wanted to ask you because, you know, when you were in WWE, they had you doing a lot of bikini stuff, bra and panties, extreme strip poker, lingerie.
Yeah.
Did you ever do anything you weren't real comfortable doing?
You know, at the time, I just didn't want to ruffle any feathers. I was just happy to be there. You know, it's just one of those things that, okay, I'm happy to be here. This is, get my paycheck, I'm on TV, this is cool. You know, but it's like, you know, the longer I was there, and I just started seeing it for... Maybe I started growing, or maybe I just started opening my eyes and realizing that, you know, this could be so much more than what it is, and I want something more out of it. It kind of got just kind of repetitive and kind of silly. And now, looking back at it on the outside, like, I get embarrassed, to be very honest with you. I do, because I know that I had some untapped talent, that maybe it was my fault that I didn't let it be known, and maybe I didn't speak up enough, but I really wish I had more time to train. I really wish I had more time to train in the ring and to get a chance to prove myself that way. I thought that I could definitely be used in a different capacity. But again, that's not on them. You know, it's unfortunate that there's such a small time slot for the ladies on TV. And why are they going to take their chance with somebody who's not seasoned in the ring to go out there and make an ass of themselves? So, you know, I see it on both sides now. So it's kind of hard.
I wonder what your thought is, because right now, currently in WWE, they've really gone to a more PG-oriented product. So if you were to come in now to WWE, you wouldn't have to do a lot of those, you know, bra and panty type matches. So I guess what's your thought on, you know, WWE kind of getting away from all that stuff and going more towards PG?
I think it's fabulous. But on the flip side, what made WWE great was pushing that envelope. And I still think that there's a way they can do it. They don't have to exploit women, or they don't have to do anything like that, but I still think that Vince is a genius, and he, if you really, you know, sat down there and thought, there's got to be a way to be PG, but still kind of push the envelope. And I feel like now if I were to come back, I've learned so much more about myself as I've gotten older, and there's something that I really love to do now, and that's called run my mouth, and I've gotten quite good at it as I've gotten older. So, you know, if I were to come back, I'd love to come back as a manager. I'd love to come back as a, you know, a speaking personality. I'm not going to sit there and try to pretend to be the greatest wrestler in the world, or say that, oh, I'm going to train so hard, I'm going to get in the ring, and I'm going to prove to you that I'm the next Trish Stratus. Because guess what? That's probably not going to happen. But I can tell you what I can do. I can get on the microphone. I can definitely do that.
Well, you feel like talking, so it's good to have you here on the interview tonight. So.
Yeah.
Before I get into any more WWE questions, do you think there's a chance somewhere in the future, somewhere down the line, you could again work for WWE?
I don't think so.
No?
I just got through telling you I like to run my mouth, good and bad and ugly. I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, like, I miss that. I miss that outlet. You know, it really got me going was when I was in TNA for a little bit. And I got that chance to kind of, for a brief moment, just kind of get on there and just kind of, you know, show a little bit of what I could do. And I think, you know, just for that little moment, I was like, holy crap. I mean, that's what I should have been doing this whole time. Kind of like a light bulb went off in my head. But, you know, I'm not closing a door. You know, it might be closed already, but the interest is still there.
So if they're listening out there, she's still open to the idea of working for WWE in the future.
We have a lot in common. I like money. They like money. I mean, what more? Nothing else to it.
You're available Monday nights to work, right?
Yeah.
You know, let me ask you this. If they were to bring you back, what would you like to do? Would you like to, as you said, maybe manage, or would you like to maybe go back to train a little bit and become another female worker?
You know what? I feel like there's so many people that are – I think one of the problems that they have right now is that there's so many people trying to fit in shoes that aren't their size. don't know if you know what I mean by that, but I feel like if everybody honed into their talent and brought that to the forefront and focus on that, instead of everybody saying, well, I'm a worker, I'm this, I'm that, yeah, you can work on those skills until you hone them, but until then, bring something else to the table, you know, throw another spice in the pot. So I think that's kind of, at least with the girls, I can't say for the guys, but I think that's really how to build up that division is, you know, diversify.
We're getting a question from our Twitter page from Brian. Wants to know, what was your highlight of your WWE experience?
You know, I really enjoyed, I know this sounds bad, but I really did enjoy interviewing. And I really enjoyed that. But honestly, I guess my overall highlight was when I worked on Project Runway. Like, I still kind of get giddy when I think about that. That was so much fun. Like, just that whole trip, you know, with the girls and everything, the whole experience was just, it was amazing. You know, how many times in your life can you say a top designer designed something for you and that you worked with Heidi Klum and that she was amazing? And it was just one of those experiences, you know. And at that time, that's when Chris Benoit had passed. So that experience really does stick out in my mind. And it was kind of a bittersweet memory, but it really, really stuck with me. Definitely.
Another question from Twitter. What's your thoughts on the Diva Search competition as a way to find women, and thoughts on maybe them bringing the Diva Search back again?
I mean, it's whatever to me. I think that, and I hate saying this, but there's so many beautiful women. They're almost a dime a dozen. I don't know. I don't think it's necessary to find talent, but it's entertaining to watch. Definitely. I'm grateful for it. So, I mean, if that's what they feel works, then fine, but I don't think it's necessary. I know a lot of beautiful women that would love to go into the WWE. So I don't think it's necessary.
What was it like working with the Boogeyman?
Oh, that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Marty is, you know, I don't think people quite understand how talented he really is. He's like, people talk about people being underutilized in WWE. Marty Wright is a phenomenal actor. He really, really, truly is. I know him on a personal level, and just talking to him, and I don't know. It's just, there's some people that you meet and they stick out in your mind, and you know that person has it, whatever it is. He has it. And I mean, like, I think he should definitely be brought back. Definitely, without a doubt. He's a phenomenal actor.
Well, I have you kind of in the mindset of talking your mind. I just wondered, in general, what's the politics like backstage in WWE? Are they really bad? Is it just WWE? Is it a symptom of, you know, how you see it in many companies, or is it particularly worse in WWE?
You know, I've been involved in fitness and WWE, and I've got to say those two are tied neck and neck, the fitness industry and wrestling. But the hard thing about WWE is you don't really know how bad the politics. The reason being, Sid, is that, you know, when you first get there, you don't realize there's politics. Then you get kind of comfortable and you kind of open your eyes and you kind of see, okay, that's so-and-so. Oh, he's a top guy, or she's dating him, so watch out for her and that kind of thing. But after, the longer you sit in there, the more you think people are out to get you, and your mind starts playing tricks on you, and you kind of don't know what to believe, and you don't know what's a political play or not. So I can't tell you if it's really the politics or just being there after a while really is just a big mind fuck. You don't know what's real.
What's your thoughts on Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon?
I've never had a problem with Stephanie. I really admire Stephanie because she's a strong woman. She's opinionated. I think she's beautiful. I think she's smart. Never had a problem with her. I have a lot of respect for her. I really, really do. I think she's funny. I worked with her one-on-one. Nothing but good things to say about Stephanie. And Vince is very smart. The only thing is that I don't know if Vince quite knows about the people that work around him. Because sometimes I question if they have the best interest of the company in mind. But
on the flip side of, you know, what was a highlight of your career in WWE, what was kind of the low point in WWE for you?
I'd say when I left, just because I felt like it didn't matter what I said. I felt like it didn't matter. Nobody would believe exactly where I came from. It was just a matter of, oh, she's ungrateful, and, you know, they could say whatever they want to say, and that was the truth because it came from them. And I just felt like you know, I kind of felt like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'm ungrateful, and I guess all these horrible things are true, but that's not at all how it was, you know? I just, sometimes when you work on a storyline, there's so many hands involved in the pot, and too many cooks in the pot sometimes can spoil the dish, and it's more he said, she said, and that the politics get in again. Those politics come up, and before you know it, you're getting a phone call from Johnny, hey, Crystal, you know, it's me, Johnny, you know, it just seems like you don't want to be here, and that's what was told to me, and that wasn't it at all, and I just felt like, I'm trying to tell you, it's like if you're trying to scream, you're trying to say, hey, this is what's going on, but you can't, because they're not going to believe you, because he's friends with him, and it's a mess, and in the end, you know, you get penned as a bad guy, and that's the end of that. And then people said, oh, well, she made Bobby leave. Do you think, really, that Bobby would walk away from making a tremendous amount of money because of me? Like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. But there's so many other issues, you know, that went into that. And, you know, it's all water under the bridge now, but I just hope that they're more aware of, I don't know. They probably are. Maybe they just don't care.
What's your thoughts on the creative process in WWE? Did you have any input into your storylines or your characters that you were portraying on TV?
You know, absolutely. I was pushing full force with the storyline with Teddy Long towards the end. That was my baby. That was me and Teddy's baby. We worked on it. And, you know, towards the end, I started losing control over it. You know, and I spoke with Stephanie directly, and she kept reassuring me, Crystal, it is not going to happen that way. And then the writer that I was working with kept saying, oh, yeah, this is going to be it. It's going to be this way and that way. And I'm like, going to Stephanie. I'm like, Stephanie, you know, what we're talking about here is not what's being translated to me. And that's what happened. It was one thing being said and another thing being said. And after a while, I got pent off as being the difficult person here. And I just wanted reassurance. So that's kind of what happened.
Who were the creative people you were working with and some of the agents that you dealt with on a regular basis?
Gosh, I worked with a lot of people, but my favorites really were, I loved working with Finley. Just, I know that's a bad word. You can't say that in WWE anymore. Fit Finley, I'll say it. But I don't know, he's awesome. He really is. He really, really is. He's awesome. Bruce Pritchard, loved working with him. Loved working with Stephanie directly. Awesome. I mean, Dave Lagana, great. I mean, there are people there that were really good to work with. So.
Who's on the flip side? Who are people you didn't particularly enjoy working with? I'll put you on the hot seat.
I'm not even going to go there because I'm not going to give power to certain people that don't deserve it. So.
Okay. Fair enough. I want to ask you about you were alluding to your release and Johnny saying that you didn't act like you wanted to be there anymore. What do you think the real reason was they let you go?
I think that they thought a lot of it had to do with Bobby. I think that they thought that Bobby wasn't happy with certain things that I had to do. Therefore, they thought that I was going to create a problem with their top star, so get rid of me, because I don't think they thought that Bobby would actually want to leave. I think they thought that once they got rid of me, that maybe he'd forget about me and find a different diva, and that they wouldn't have to worry about him, and then everything would keep going honky-dory, because I wasn't a big enough asset to the company, which, you know, I wasn't, respectfully, but it didn't work out the way that they had anticipated it. And I remember speaking with Johnny when he released me over the phone, and he said, you know, Crystal, he said, you're a hardworking girl, I really do like you. In 6 months or so, you know, give me a call, hopefully you're in a different place, I'll give you your job back. But it didn't quite go that way, because I was like, you know what, this is probably not what I want right now. So, that's kind of what happened.
Staying on the positive side, who were some of the divas you enjoyed working with?
You know, I liked working with everybody, honestly. I had my personal favorite, but I don't want to make anybody jealous, so I won't. But, I had a lot of fun working with Jillian Hall. I did. Jillian and, I don't know. It's kind of hard, though. It's really hard. You know, I'm in the makeup and hair business now, and it's the same thing. You get a lot of women together, and you work together, and there's jealousy, and you have your period, and you're hormonal, and, you know, it's hard, but I think their overall underlying was a thick camaraderie between the girls. Of course, everybody had that crab effect, like, you know, I don't want her to get ahead. I'm going to pull her down a little bit and talk a little shit about her, but overall, you know, I think everybody genuinely did like each other, except for the minor cat fights and stuff like that. But we all seem to have gotten along quite well.
And any memories of the tribute to the troops you did in Iraq?
Okay. I was so terrified about going to Iraq because all I saw was, you know, on the news, so-and-so died. You know, 3,000 troops died today. So I had no idea what to expect going over there. And all I could remember was just being on that plane on the way over and just drinking because I was just a nervous wreck. I was so nervous. And then we got to the mess hall once we landed. And I mean, like, I remember driving on the bus from the airport, going to Saddam's palace to spend the night there. And I remember seeing just all these rolls of barbed wire and dirt and sand. And we got in the mess hall, and I mean, I was like clutching my little tray, and I was shaking, and just, I looked like a deer in headlights, and Cena came down, sat next to me, and he's like, you know what, you need to, you know, perk up a little bit here, because this shit's not about you, and it wasn't, but I don't know if he took it as, you know, I was being standoffish, but I was terrified, because I didn't know what to expect, but once the show happened, and we kind of went around and visited different troops, you know, I relaxed a little bit, but I was really, really scared to go.
I wouldn't think that you'd be the only one because, like you said, you know, when you're watching the newscast about Iraq and they have all these deaths and all these shootings, how could you not be a little bit apprehensive going into a situation you know nothing about?
I was terrified. I really was. But, you know, I'm glad I did it. You know, it's one of those stories that you can sit back and tell your kids and your grandkids, this is what I did.
Do you currently watch the WWE TV shows at all?
I don't. And not because I don't want to. I've tried. It's not the same. It's not the same anymore. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's not the same just because I lived it. And I just thought that the time when I was there, not because of me, I'm not an egomaniac, but when I was there, I just thought there were so many amazing acts and it was so diverse and everybody had a hot body. And I mean, it's different, you know, like I'm watching the show and I'm like, wow, it's so different. I don't know if it's because it's PG or what, but it's definitely a different show.
As I say, is there one thing you can kind of say, you know, what they're really missing that's kind of – you think it is the PG rating, like you said before, what kind of put them on the map,
what
you know, in recent times was pushing the envelope?
They're missing some badass dudes with built bodies. They're missing little boys watching TV and looking at their Transformers and looking at their action figures and saying, oh, cool, this guy looks like Bobby Lashley or this guy looks like, you know, Batista. There's not a lot of those types of people, those larger-than-life guys on TV. That's what wrestling is about. People watch it to see the larger-than-life figures. And I'm not saying there aren't any there, but they're not as dominant as a force as there were before. There's just, it's not there. You know? I don't know. It's just not prevalent anymore. I mean, there's nothing against the new guys. I think it's fabulous that Vince and the creative team are giving these new guys an opportunity to step it up to the plate. But we need to mix some old with the new.
Talk about, now switching gears a little bit, going to TNA. How did the TNA experience arise?
You know what? I had so much fun in TNA. I really did. I really don't know what quite happened. You know, I'd love to go back to TNA, but I just felt so comfortable to kind of let it all hang out and to kind of just go with it, you know? I don't know, maybe because I was in a different place. Like, I really wasn't quite part of the roster, so maybe I didn't feel that competitiveness. But when I was at TNA, I felt like everybody really did work with each other to kind of get a better product out there. You know, TNA is still growing, but I felt that camaraderie amongst everybody. And that was something that I didn't, maybe, I don't know, I hate to say this, but I didn't feel it as strongly when I was in WWE as I did in TNA. But, I had a lot of fun in TNA. It's definitely a different vibe. You know, you feel more comfortable. You're able to kind of loosen up and to try new things. And I thought that was great.
What's your opinions, or what was it like in working with Dixie Carter and Vince Russo?
Dixie is fabulous, let me tell you. I love me some Dixie Carter. She, Dixie's a sweetheart, and you know, Vince was, I didn't have any problems working with Vince Russo. You know, it's, again, when you work with anybody in a creative aspect, if you're a creative person, of course you're going to, you know, kind of want them to do things the way you want them to, but, you know, Vince Russo was easygoing, and he's Vince Russo, I don't know.
You had no problems with him, right?
No.
I'll ask you the same thing. Did they ever ask you to do something you really weren't comfortable doing in TNA?
They did stuff that I thought that I didn't want to do because I didn't want to do it to be a snob, but stuff I was like, maybe we should do something else. I'm like, okay. So, you know your character better than I do, so okay. And I like that because I do know my character better than you do, so yeah. The thing I liked most about TNA, though, is that, you know, for Bobby and I, we got to bring our family there. You know, we got to bring our son, and it was a family experience. We all got to travel together. We didn't have to spend time apart. You know, it was a great experience. We loved that.
Well, do you think the door is open to go back to TNA?
I don't know. I hope so.
I mean, you put over Dixie pretty well. Maybe, you know, if she hears this, maybe... You know,
I'm just
she's
saying,
Dixie
is like fabulous and put together from head to toe. I mean, when I say that, not because I don't like her, but I'm just saying that
She's
fabulous. Like, gosh, that woman can dress, and I like that. This is totally from a girl's perspective. So
I was going to say, it's good that she can dress well, but can she administrate a wrestling company?
And her jewelry is fabulous. I love her David Yurman jewelry. It's fabulous.
Well, let me ask a different question. What did you think of her as a boss?
You know, I think Dixie's very smart in the sense that, you know, she, if she doesn't know, she will find somebody who does have an answer. And she doesn't try to pretend to have all the answers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. But I think what makes Dixie very unique and very special is that she is a fan of wrestling. And she watches it. I love that she watches the show as a fan.
Favorite TNA moment or favorite angle or match that you did in TNA?
You know, I loved, you know, I didn't work with her for too long, but when I did work with Kong, I mean, she's awesome. I'm a big Kong fan. So that was fun. I didn't really have a match with her, but she did slam me and, you know, it kind of hurt, but she,
I would imagine so.
It wasn't much of a match, but she was good to work with. You know, I've kind of been watching a little bit and watching Karen. I don't know. I just think that if I were to go back to TNA, I think that Karen and I would have some great chemistry, either working together or against each other. So, I don't know.
Well, I take it you're watching the TNA show. So, what's your thoughts on their product overall right now?
I like certain things that they're doing. You know, I'm not diligently watching wrestling, so I don't want to give that impression that it's a bad impression, but I am very busy. I do pick up bits and pieces of both programs. So, and I've kind of been following what Karen's been doing. I'm kind of partial to the girls. Sorry. But, you know, I kind of poke my head around. You know, Kelly, you know, she ran the championship. I'm really happy for her. You know, I felt like she's been there for a while, and, you know, it's nice to see her get a little respect now. So that was nice to see. So I'm not really following too diligently. I am keeping abreast of certain things.
How do you think the WWE Divas compare to the TNA Knockouts?
I don't think they compare. I think they're two different sets of women. You know, the show, it's different. It's just different on both sides. I think that they're both equally entertaining. Unfortunately, I wish they had more time on both ends, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a man's world. But I think they're both very talented groups of women.
How did the departure from TNA come about?
I don't know. I think it was more so Bobby's contract was up, and I didn't really have a contract, so... That was kind of that.
Now, as I remember, the storyline was that, you know, Bobby requested his release, so he'd go into mixed martial arts, and they were, I guess, somewhat pushing MMA a little bit on Spike because of the crossover with UFC. But, of course, at the time, Bobby was going to Strikeforce, so that wasn't a very good mix for the companies to, you know.
Yeah.
And now looking back, now...
Now they're the same company.
UFC bought Strikeforce, so go figure, right?
Yeah. You know, he's going to kill me for saying this, but I would love to see Bobby go back to wrestling. Not saying I don't like him in MMA, but I just feel like he has so much unsettled business and so many fans in pro wrestling, and he's just such a natural. He just, you know, he's that champion that they need right now. I just feel like he really does need to go back, and, you know, I hope I can, the fans can convince him eventually, too. My son still has to see him in the ring live, so...
how did you meet Bobby?
Oh, we met in WWE.
Go figure, right?
No, we were friends for a while. We traveled together, so that's kind of how that happened.
And what is Bobby currently doing for those that are not, you know, paying
real
close attention?
He's still fighting. He has a fight coming up on November 11th. It's for Shark Fights. It's the
your birthday.
Yeah, how'd you know that? Yes.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
I know.
So he has to win. It's your birthday.
He better win. Shoot. Yeah. So it's a company of Strike Force. And then from there, he's going to go continue on fighting Strike Force, you know, and his gym is doing fabulous. He just switched locations to a bigger gym. It's doing great. He went from 10,000 square feet to 20. So his gym's doing phenomenal, and it's a dream of his. So I just support it.
And I hear you might be doing some acting.
You know what? Like I said, I'm not closing any doors, and I don't want to speak on anything too soon, but, you know, I have a new manager now, and we're working on some press packets and things like that. So 2012, hopefully, is going to be a very busy year for me. So crossing my fingers and praying for good things.
Do you have any health or diet tips out there?
You know, I have a couple. I just want to say, I want to tell especially women that have babies and things like that or are pregnant now, don't listen to anybody as far as when it comes to your child or your post-pregnancy body. Because I had an emergency C-section with my daughter, and everyone said, oh, you're never going to get your body back. Your stomach's never going to be flat. That's BS. My daughter's 4 months old. If I wanted to compete tomorrow, I probably could in a fitness contest. And basically, the trick is walk. Running does not burn as many calories and as much fat as walking does, believe it or not. Once I started walking, you know, the weight started really coming off. So if you're looking to start exercising, to start losing weight, or start any type of fitness program, gradually build yourself up to that level. You know, you have to walk before you can run. So start walking and, you know, pick up your miles gradually each time you walk. And from there, you know, start incorporating some weights. And I can't really give any specific tips because it's very body type specific and everybody's case is a little bit different. But
sure.
I swear by walking. Walking is where it's at.
How about diet or nutrition?
Well, you know, that's kind of tricky too because, again, it's according to everybody. But I think there's a lot of people that are allergic to gluten, believe it or not. I have a girlfriend of mine. She lost 70 pounds, and this is a true story. She lost 70 pounds just from switching to gluten-free products.
Wow.
Yep. So I'm not telling everybody to go switch, but, you know, kind of sample some things out, and you might have an allergy like that, and drink water. Drink at least a gallon of water a day, and you will shed some pounds. I can go on and on, but you got to want it.
How hard was it when you were on the road to work out, exercise, and obviously eat healthy?
I didn't eat at all when I was on the road. I didn't eat and I didn't train. But then again, I was 20 years old, so. But I look back at pictures now, and I was scary skinny. I am not that thin anymore at all. I was very, very thin. I was malnourished. That's why I was so thin. I didn't eat. You know, I don't advise that, but that's pretty much what it was. I did not eat, and I did not drink enough water. So I don't know how I did it. But now, you know, I definitely have to work at it.
Do your kids watch wrestling?
My son is too young to watch wrestling. He's a big Transformer fan right now.
Okay.
So he's very much into Transformer, and he wants to be Bumblebee for Halloween. But the funny thing, though, is that there's some action figures of Bobby around the house, and it's very normal for them to just look at that. Oh, that's just Daddy. That's my dad. You know, they don't quite get it. They think he's a boxer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's similar to boxing, I suppose. And and obviously mixed martial arts is more of a boxer than a wrestler, right?
Yeah. So my stepdaughter will say, oh, my daddy's a boxer. No, not exactly, but it's kind of funny.
What are you like away from the ring? What's Crystal Marshall really like in real life?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out, trying to figure out who I am and things like that. I think it's kind of hard. I think I have a very kind of hard to figure out. I think I'm a very, very sensitive person, but at times I can kind of have a hard exterior. Like, you know, I think I hide a lot behind humor and things like that, but I'm very sensitive. It's very unusual for me to do this interview because I'm very, very private and protective of my family also. But I don't know. I'm kind of a, I guess now I'm kind of an introvert too. Like we're kind of hermits. Like we don't really leave our house really. And I live in a small town now. And the joke is that like my friends will invite me out places. I go, ooh, is it in town? No. Ooh, I don't know if I can make it. I don't know. But you know, I'm kind of, we keep to ourselves and we don't really, I did enough partying in WWE, so we don't really go out and do all that stuff, you know, or I'm kind of quiet. Not really, no. But I do keep to myself. I don't have a lot of friends at all. I don't. So.
Well, you being so private and personal, we're glad you did this interview because we do appreciate that. And I guess I was wondering, too, is when you go out in public, when you do make, you know, you go to the restaurant or you go to your grocery store or whatever, are you recognized? People say, hey, I remember you.
You know what? I get more people that recognize me from Price is Right and from fitness than
really?
From wrestling.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I look completely different now than I did in wrestling. I was kind of going for a skankier look then, but now I'm, you know, I look a lot more polished, you know. I have short hair now, and I don't wear a lot of makeup. And I wear more clothes, so
yeah,
kind of
right.
Hard to put a name with the face. But Bobby gets recognized everywhere he goes. It's kind of annoying. I just leave him. I just go, okay, we'll be over here. So.
Well, he's a pretty big guy, so he kind of sticks out, right?
Yeah. But you know, I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky to have the experiences that I've had, and I'm glad that things happened the way they did, definitely.
Do you have any personal or professional regrets?
You know, I try not to have any regrets, but, you know, as I've gotten older, I've learned that there are certain ways that you should conduct yourself, and there are certain ways to handle certain situations, and I think that it's incredibly unfair to put, you know, especially a young girl, in a situation that requires a tremendous amount of professionalism and business savvy to a young person. It's kind of a hard thing, you know, to kind of grasp at that early age. So I do regret handling certain things, especially with the departure of my WWE, not because I was released, but there was a way that I could have a chain of command, so to speak, that I should have gone through and I could have gone through, and things probably would have been a little bit different. Just thinking, you know, our mind is a terrible thing to waste. There's so many ways to outthink people and to use your brain to find another route. So, you know, being older and a little smarter now, I get that.
Rumors, you'll hear rumors, but there was rumors that you and Bobby weren't together anymore. So I guess it's good to hear that you guys are still together and the family's growing.
Bobby and I are very, very close. I'm not going to talk about our relationship too much, but, you know, we have challenges like everybody else does. So that's it. You know, it's one of those things, you work through stuff and you put your family first and you keep going. It's not going to sit there and answer questions, are we together or not? You know, that's for him and I to know, but we're very close and our family is very important to us. That's
fair enough.
We try to respect each other and love each other, and that's it.
And obviously, you have babies in common now, so you know,
well,
it's important
like
that you guys.
Enough, right?
That's right. You better like each other because now you're responsible for raising children together. So
yeah,
in one form or another. So, well, Crystal, we appreciate your time tonight. And before we let you go, we want to wish you an early happy birthday. We said November.
Aww.
Obviously, that's the date of Bobby's next fight. We wish him the best of luck as well, and we wish you. A great birthday coming up, and before we let you go, can go ahead and plug anything you want to plug. I know you're on Twitter. Do you have an official website, and maybe is there any personal appearances you'll be making so that fans can come
you know,
say hi?
I'm starting to take some bookings now. I haven't in the past, but again, you know, I'm really looking forward to 2012, and I'm open to new possibilities and new horizons. So I will be accepting bookings now. You can contact me and tweet me at Twitter at MyCrystalOnline. And don't ask me what my Facebook page is because I am computer illiterate still, and I don't know what it is. But I am on Facebook. I don't have a long weave on my page profile picture, but I do have a short, sassy haircut. So come find me.
Any personal appearances you have coming up? Any places you're going to be flying around?
Yes, I will be at the Arnold Expo in 2012, so that's next on my books. But as far as any other appearances, I don't have any yet, so I don't know if anybody's listening and they want to book me, go ahead and contact me, see if we can work it out.
Now, one thing I know, say, on your Twitter, you're looking for suggestions for Halloween, so have you gotten any good any tips on what your Halloween costume might be?
I got an Elvira, I got a doctor, and somebody told me I should be Rihanna for Halloween. So I don't know if the post-fight with Chris Brown Rihanna, or I don't know which one they're talking about, but I don't know. But I'm still looking for the right costume. We've got a couple Halloween parties to take the kiddos to, so...
So if you want to get on, if you want to get on Twitter and follow Crystal, you can suggest a Halloween costume, and maybe you'll even see it online sometime.
That would be awesome. You know what? If you guys come up with the winning costume idea, I will definitely take a pic and post. Send me some ideas.
Awesome. And then lastly, do you have an official website?
You know what? My website is down right now just because I'm revamping everything for next year, but it will be back up and running. So look around end of January for my website. It's still mycrystalonline.com. So.
Okay. Well, Crystal, again, we appreciate your time tonight. We wish you and Bobby the continued success, and we hope to see more of you and Bobby in 2012.
All right. Well, I hope to see you guys, too. Take it easy.